So let's take a minute to discuss brackets, which have been crashing. We're talking March Madness, specifically today the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which will head into the regional round this weekend without last year's defending champs, Villanova, and another high seed, Duke. And those are delirious South Carolina fans celebrating their win over the Duke Blue Devils on Sunday, South Carolina's first NCAA win in 44 years. Villanova, by the way, fell to Wisconsin. Sports commentator John Bacon on the line from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And John, we'll talk about your Michigan Wolverines in a minute. But start with both Villanova and Duke losing.
Yeah, quite shocking, to say the least. Villanova, as you pointed out, the returning national champions. Got to say, South Carolina got a boost from something called the bathroom bill, which I know you've discussed in your show before.
Yeah.
The LGBT, anti-LGBT, it's seen as, bill in North Carolina, which prompted the NCAA to move all tournaments from North Carolina, in this case to South Carolina, which is where, of course, the Gamecocks are from, so Duke lost their home state advantage. So that could be changing sometime soon. So
yeah.
Duke going down intensely, of course, is quite shocking. The ACC itself, the Atlantic Coast Conference, in which Duke plays, had 9 teams in the tournament. Only one is left, North Carolina.
Well, Louisville fell to Michigan, your team there. But just who's left?
Who's left amongst the big boys? You'd say Gonzaga and North Carolina, of course, both 1 seeds. 2 seeds, Kentucky and Arizona. Those are probably the favorites going forward.
Boy, North Carolina, that was a little squeaker there. Anyway, Michigan, great story. They're playing skids off the runway on their way to the Big Ten tournament. They had a vote to decide whether or not to even go to the tournament on a later flight. Now they're in the Sweet 16.
All shocking, I guess you'd say. John Beilein is the coach. He's beloved by the players, and now you see why. The plane was facing 60-mile-per-hour winds, so the pilot going down the runway slammed on the brakes. It crashed through a fence. It went through a ditch, which snapped off the landing gears. It's pretty serious business here. And, of course, the uniforms were trapped underneath the plane. So they had to play their first game in the Big Ten tournament last week in their practice uniforms. They won 4 games in 4 days after, as you said. The coach said, we can play tomorrow or we can forfeit. It's up to you guys entirely. I'm with you either way. There are bigger things than a basketball game.
Yeah.
And, of course, the players chose to play, and they've won 7 in a row. So that team is on a roll.
And we should mention, we're going to take up the women at another time. They're in their second round. Teams like Syracuse, Kansas State, Stanford, Oregon. Oh, UConn is in there as well.
Don't forget UConn.
Yeah, right.
Don't forget Notre Dame either.
Right.
So.
We'll take the end. By the way, South Carolina. But we'll take that up at another time. But on the men's side, who do you think takes it all?
Well, this time of year, Robin, I like to refer to William Goldman, the screenwriter who said famously, nobody knows anything. The first weekend already proved it. Your bracket's probably already busted.
Right.
Look, the favorites are probably North Carolina, but there's South Carolina and there's Michigan, of course. If you want a flyer, go with those teams right there.
Right. And just a player that you're watching that maybe isn't going to go all the way to the end, but people should pay attention to.
I got to go homer on this one. Sorry, folks. Sorry, Alex Ashlock, my good Illinois buddy. Derek Walton Jr. put the team on his back 2 months ago at the players-only meeting saying, we stink. We're 1-3 in the Big Ten. We got a player go home. Since then, they've been on fire, and it's all Derek Walton.
Yeah, you know, there's always that one. Sports commentator John Bacon in Ann Arbor, Michigan. John, thanks as always.
Robin, thank you.